The movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta, also known as MEN, which is holding the four hostages, has ruled out any compromise on its demands. The federal authorities are equally inflexible, making a possible breakthrough at this stage more difficult. Joshua Benemesia, who leads a group of Nigerian negotiators, says that while the process appears stalled, he remains optimistic.
Between now and the weekend, we are hopeful that something positive will come out of it. We just are trying to see what we can do to ensure that the hostages are released. It is not easy.
The four foreigners, three Italians and a Lebanese, spent Christmas in captivity, despite pleas for their release. Italian oil company Agip, which employed the men, has reportedly had its offer of a ransom rejected by the militant group. The Nigerian Red Cross says it has requested access to the hostages in a wake of reports suggesting that at least one of them may be seriously ill. Abiodun Orebie is the Secretary General of the Nigerian Red Cross.
We are making efforts in that direction, and if we're able to get any breakthrough, it gets informed.
Senior officials of INI, the parent company of AGIP, met Wednesday with President Olusegun Obasanjo and extracted a commitment from the Nigerian leader the military force will not be used to free the hostages. MEN has put forward the release of two jail leaders from the Delta, compensation to villagers for oil pollution, transfer of control of oil revenues from government to local communities, and reparations as conditions for the release of the hostages. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。